Well, I think our population may be a little bit distinct in that we're covering all extreme and all poor and extreme poor in the community, which is about 80% of the population. So we expect that things are going to get very, very bad. They have already started to get bad. I mean, I think in the CHT, I think a particular issue in addition to supply issues in the market and ability to move to the markets is that most people don't have garden plots next to their house. Land is allocated by the ethnic group, and so in some cases they may be walking a couple of hours to get to their home plot, and right now that's not being allowed. So I think we're expecting to see and are hearing in our surveys about a lot of food insecurity. Lots of our households have a member who's a day laborer, and that all day labor has just been shut down completely. And so any cash income that was coming in has been curtailed. So I think that coupled with the fact that EPI centers and clinics are so far from where a lot of people live, and there's very few treatment locations for those with acute malnutrition, I think we could be looking at a real crisis, particularly in terms of how long this goes forward. I think that's kind of the big question mark. Is, are we talking about something that's a short-term wasting impact, or are we looking at something that could extend for 6 or more months and really, you know, frankly, affect some generational issues?